What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And hello, hi, America. Welcome back to our show here. Hour number two, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And by the way, the corporate media is still totally focused on Istanbul. All mention of the Benghazi report has vanished. How lucky for Hillary that the media has this to look at, rather than have to report on the fact that the Benghazi report does not, in fact, clear her of anything. It's a very, very damaging report. Okay, now getting on back to the economy here. The credit ratings agencies are starting to punish Britain for leaving the EU. The top two credit rating agencies have lowered Britain's credit rating. It's got nothing to do with Britain's economy. This is the beginning of economic warfare to force Great Britain back into the slavery of that European Central Bank. And that's all it is. Meanwhile, over here in the United States, Dow Chemical is going to cut 2,500 jobs. And apparently Dow Jones is having to let a bunch of people go as well. And this is a story that kind of tells you where things are going in this country. Out in San Francisco, there's a gentleman who's been in an apartment paying $1,800 a month. And his landlord increased the rent to $8,000 per month. Now, the tenant has appealed this rent hike to the city, but he's probably going to be evicted before the city's rent board even takes a look at this case to see if it's legal or not. Very interesting story coming out of Blacklisted News. The latest Marketplace Edison research poll show that 7 out of every 10 Americans think the economy is rigged against them. Yes, it is. That's what fascism does. There's a bias there. If you make money, you get to keep it. If you lose money, the people are made to cover the losses. That's how fascism operates here. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Matt in Colorado, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. What's on my mind is Hillary Clinton. And as you know, I'm in Denver, Colorado. And Clinton, or as I like to call her, Shillery, just made a visit to Denver. It was private, closed doors, and they went to a group called Galvanize. Now, some of the people in there, they did video, they like filmed it with their cell phones, and then they posted it online, and I found some of it, and I was watching this. She's just walking around, giving hugs and all that stuff. In the last frame of this video, I see her standing in front of a whiteboard, and there's a banner. It says Pan Exchange. Are you familiar with that?
No, I'm not.
Okay, well, I wasn't either, but I used to be a commodities broker, and so Pan Exchange has to do with international trade. And then at the bottom of the banner, it says buy it, sell it, flip it, hedge it. And I had to rewind the video, and I took a screen capture of it, because as a trader, I know what buy it, sell it, flip it, hedge it means. But if she's there in a private meeting and that is who she's representing, it's just further evidence of the whatever, you know. You know it well, more well
she's
than
Wall
I do.
Street. She's
and
Wall
Street.
Yeah, well, she's Wall Street's bitch. We knew that. Would you send me that screen cap? I'd like to put that up there. And obviously, if this is what she's saying in private, that's a very good reason for her not to be releasing the transcripts of all these speeches that she's been making at, however many $100,000 a pop.
Yeah, indeed. And that's all I had to say because, you know, when it's in my own backyard, it really pisses me off. I mean, more so she could do it on a national stage, but when she comes into my town, it's infuriating.
Well, send me that screen cap. I definitely do want to take a look at that, okay?
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Now then, cultural enrichment time. Apparently, a Muslim has destroyed the windows in a Swedish church, the stained glass windows. And apparently, an Italian saint was, the statue rather, was defaced with Allah Akbar. graffiti or Aloha Snack Bar or whatever they're saying. And here is the reason this whole immigration thing fell apart. It is part of the liberal philosophy that you can control what is inside the minds of people by controlling the environment. It's a fraud. It was based on Margaret Mead's coming of age in Samoa, which has been proven a complete intellectual hoax. And that's why the liberals keep making these horrible mistakes over and over and over again. Now, I'm on the side of strong borders. There is a legal method for people to come to this country, and if they go through that legal process, fine, welcome. I hope we live up to your expectations. Probably won't. But like President Theodore Roosevelt used to say, when you come here, you adapt to our culture, our language. And the problem is that this rush to get all these refugees into Europe was attracting the very worst from those source nations. We know that coming through Turkey, Erdogan is keeping the better educated, skilled people inside Turkey, where they're going to be a benefit to the Turkish economy. And what's left over gets sent on. And they have been propagandized to think that when they get where they're going, they'll be able to live their lives as they did before. And that's absolutely not true. And that's where all this friction is coming from. Now, do you remember, it was late last week, a story came out of Idaho, where these three young refugees raped a five-year-old girl, and they were originally identified as, I think, Syrian. And then the authorities came on out and said, well, no, it absolutely didn't happen. For one thing, they're not Syrian. Two are from Sudan, and, you know, like, that was a real big difference. But they kept insisting it didn't happen. Now, a new eyewitness has gone public saying, yeah, they saw it happen. These refugees raped a five-year-old Idaho girl, and the authorities are hushing it up because that immigration refugee agenda is more important than the safety of our children. We're going to take a break here to welcome our honor affiliates back to our network. We're talking about the immigration refugee scandal, and it is a scandal where we're seeing a government that, for whatever political agenda, is turning their back on the American people to pander to this globalist agenda of blurring us all together into one formless, faceless mass of humanity with no idea of our background, our culture, to erase it all to make it easier to control us. That's why we're seeing the attacks on the flag of the Confederacy. We're seeing attacks just on being white. They're even trying to get us confused about our gender, which restroom we're supposed to use. Because if you have a strong sense of who you are much more difficult to control. So they're trying to basically erase that, erase all trace of a cultural, historical identity, where you come from, who your ancestors were. They're trying to get you into a state of complete and total confusion about who you are, because then you are easier to herd around. Now, here's an interesting article. This came out of RIMF.com. As you know, the Supreme Court deadlocked on a lower court decision regarding Obama's plan to allow illegal immigrants who have a child inside the United States to remain here. And the lower court ruling said Obama couldn't do that. He's not allowed to just write laws from his desk, which is constitutional. Now, because of the Supreme Court refusing to endorse Obama's position, we have all these immigrant right advocates are now out there to turn out the vote. There's just a problem with that. Illegal immigrants are not allowed to vote in U.S. elections. They're doing it anyway because of all these liberal activists out there saying, you can't ask for an ID. That's racist. It's exclusionary. You know, people should be able to vote anywhere they want without having to show an ID. But of course, if you're going to buy a gun, you'd better have 16 forms of identification. They're literally giving this country away to people who have no legal right to be here. And I'm not being racist to say it, and I'm not being intolerant. There is a legal system by which you can come to the United States and live here, and for those who come in and follow the rules, welcome. Let's get back to the question of walls. As you know, Donald Trump's plan to put a wall across our southern border is one of the areas where he is under attack. You can't have a wall. Walls are bad. Walls are exclusionary. You can't have a wall. Of course, Israel's allowed to have a wall. And so's Mark Zuckerberg. He's got a huge wall around his San Francisco house. And he's got a home out on Kauai in the town of Kilauea. And he's putting up a huge wall there. And it's causing a big stink because everybody there is losing their view. They've all got these little homes up there looking out over the mountains and the ocean. And all of a sudden, this big wall is going on up. Why are walls okay for the rich and famous and not okay to preserve our nation's identity? All right, we're going to take a phone call. Glenn in Philadelphia. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, mate. You know, when people finally make that decision to swing into political action, their messages and their actions need to be consistent. And, you know, I find it problematic that you seem to have difficulty settling on exactly which type of rabid mammalian quadruped should be used to urinate on the ashes of the people who are drawn towards.
Well, I had people write in who didn't actually know what a wombat was. So I changed it. Okay, so I'm allowed.
So the flip-flop is justified.
Yes, the flip-flop is completely justified.
Okay, we'll let you slide on that one. Take care.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. Oh, all the things we're talking about. Anyway, yeah. I had people who wrote in who actually didn't know what a wombat was, and I got tired of explaining what a wombat is, so we changed it to moose. The wombat is now living in retirement down in Florida. Got a yearly pass to Disney World. He's very, very happy, and the moose is now loose. All righty, let's see. Getting on back to the news here. Down in Texas, as you know, there's talk of a Texit because the success of the Brexit vote has invigorated movements to break free from large, overbearing, abusive government. And here in the United States of America, there are, I think, two or three secession movements separate going on in Texas. We got a bunch of them here in Hawaii. We don't call them secession. We call them sovereignty movements because the fact of the matter is that Hawaii's statehood is actually illegal. And Bill Clinton actually admitted it. So they're talking about sovereignty. We know there's a similar movement in Alaska. The Western States Coalition, California on its own. And the Texas governor was talking with Sean Hannity on Fox News about the secession movement. And he came on out and said that America longs to be the way Texas is. And it's crucial for nations and states to assert their sovereignty. And more than that, their identity. Texans don't want to be just like Californians. Californians don't want to be like Texans. We all have our regional identity that they're trying to erase. People are digging their heels in. And note that the Texas governor did not dismiss the idea of secession out of hand. I think everybody is thinking along the same lines. It's time for these giant imperial governments to go away. Because they don't serve the people. They don't serve the nation. They serve only themselves. Let's grab a phone call. Mo in Florida. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Thanks for taking my call. Great information again. I think you're right on point. Just to let you know, I called before, and that mosque where that shooter went is only six blocks, maybe seven blocks from my house.
I remember your call.
Yeah, you know, I went by there with my daughter two nights ago. And the place was just, I thought, you know, nobody's going to go here now. They're going to kind of lay low. It was packed. They were parked down the block, you know, and I actually took some film of it, and I thought, what am I missing here? And I, you know, I don't know if you also realize that the first suicide bomber from the United States was also from Florida, right in this area. from Sebastian. I'm not sure if he went to the same mosque. But it's just, it's amazing to me the tolerance. And I don't want any violence. I'm like you. I want peaceful. You know, I'm a non-religious person. I don't care. You know, just, but, you know, they preach this stuff with the Quran, and then they're surprised that this happens. But yet, here they are. I mean, it increased membership. If anything, I've never seen the place so packed. They were walking for a block away to get in, you know. But my other question, I just thought it was amazing to me. It's like I'm living in the Twilight Zone. You know,
okay, well, let me back up here just a little tiny bit.
Yeah.
First of all, it looks like all of these bombings and mass shootings and the rest of it are being set up by the FBI. And they go on out and they target vulnerable individuals and they literally talk them into doing these things. Plus, in the case of Omar Mateen, from his behavior changes, as described by people who knew him, he was on some kind of medication. Either he was prescribed something by his doctor or somebody was feeding him something he wasn't even aware of, which is why he started researching psychosis online. But I know that there's a big problem with Muslim refugees in Europe, but then that whole refugee system is a filter that is drawing the bottom levels of those source countries. And we need to be very, very careful here about saying Muslim this and Muslim that, because of the high degree of fraud that we're seeing.
Well, I think they should denounce it, but I look at it from the other
I'm
way.
Sure they have. Muslims
they
are
have,
denouncing all this violence all over the place. They're being set up. Remember what the Nazis did to the Jews in Germany? Made them the scapegoat device. Everything bad that happened was blamed on the Jews, which led to those slave labor camps. They're doing exactly the same thing again for this world war, only it's the Muslims' turn to be in.
I think you're onto something there. But you know, I was thinking this back in the 11th century when Pope Urban II, whatever, started the Crusades. He made a pronouncement, a decree, whatever, that anybody that goes through the Crusades can commit any kind of mayhem, murder, rape, and they would not only be forgiven, but they'd have a special place in heaven. And there's a reason why they got so many crusaders to go. But isn't that amazing that the very things that they're saying the Muslims did was the exact same thing the Pope authorized to start the Crusades? Almost
absolutely.
Exactly. It was a jihad of a Catholic origin.
You're right. The Pope invented this idea of holy war. It wasn't something the Muslims were aware of until those Christian armies started coming on in and saying, "We're killing for God, we're killing for God." And the Muslims said, "All right, well, we're going to kill for our God."
But then
you add in the witch hunts, the Inquisition, and all the rest of it. And yeah, we can't say this religion is good or this religion is bad. They all have their high points and their low points. And it comes on back to a very simple principle. Good people are going to do good things. Bad people are going to do bad things. And both will very often claim religion is the reason.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. But my question is this, and I'll let somebody else get on the line, but I don't want to hold up the phone calls. But do you think that there's some possible way? I mean, there's a billion three Muslims and like a fifth of the world population. Why, if they wanted to get a worldwide chaos going, isn't this exactly what they're doing? I mean, it seems like they don't seem like they want it. I mean, you know, but
well, let me give you another view. Let me give you another view. Okay, do you think Israel would be very upset if somehow war broke out between all the Christians and all the Muslims and basically eradicated both groups, leaving Israel in charge of the world? I mean, they keep a small population of retail payers around, but, you know, do you understand that Israel certainly would find it very favorable to have a holy war break out between the Christians and the Muslims?
Yeah, Pam Geller would be having, dinner at the Netanyahu's palace. You're exactly right. Thank you, Michael.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. We're coming up here on another commercial break, and we will be right back.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, last week, Hawaii became the first state to automatically put all legal gun owners on the FBI's criminal watch list. If you have a gun, you are a potential criminal, according to the thinking here. Now, here's the problem. What happens if they pass that law the gun grabbers want, saying that everybody who's on a federal government watch list loses their Second Amendment rights? You're going to have gun owners here in Hawaii will lose their guns for no other reason than they're legal, law-abiding gun owners. You can see where this is going. They're looking for reasons to bit by bit boil the frog, as it were, and take away the guns because they're afraid of you. They're absolutely scared out of their minds that you are getting angry. Now, as you know, there are these Democrats who had this sit-in saying, we demand gun bans, we demand the people be disarmed here. Did you know that all of those Democrats are themselves gun owners? Because their mindset is, they need guns, they need armed guards, they're precious ordinary citizens. No, 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 you let the criminals rob you and rape you and kill you, and, you know, let the refugees rape your 5-year-old daughter, and you're not allowed to do anything about it here. Now, Senator Isidore Hall basically came on out there saying that the National Rifle Association is personally responsible for the shootings in Orlando, which is absurd. No, they are not. Whoever was controlling Omar Mateen was responsible for the shootings. But this guy's out here saying anybody who supports the Second Amendment supports terrorism. No, we don't. One of the reasons we want guns is to shoot the terrorists and the mass shooters, to defend ourselves. By the way, something you need to understand here. This has been a bad year for the anti-gun politicians. Let's see, this month alone, June, former Los Angeles County Undersheriff Paul Tanaka, U.S. Representative Chaka Fata, California State Assembly Member Tom Calderon, and California State Senator Ron Calderon all were found guilty of corruption. February, Los Angeles County Sheriff Lee Baca pled guilty to gun running. California State Senator Leyland was involved in gun running, sentenced to federal prison. And what do all these politicians have in common? They are all anti-gun. They want your guns. Now, we've been talking about how the U.S. government is spending your tax dollars to buy the very kinds of weapons they don't want you to have and give them to federal agencies. And now the armed force of federal bureaucrats is larger than the United States Marine Corps. And you have to scratch your head and say, what's going on when you look where some of these weapons are going? The National Weather Service, the FDA. What do they think is going to happen? And enraged American people are going to be, you know, hitting the National Weather Service because we got rain when we were promised sun. The FDA. And by the way, knowing how enthusiastic government workers are about their regular jobs, does anybody out there really think these bureaucrats are going to risk their own lives protecting their bosses from an enraged American people? It's not going to happen. They're going to run like heck. And then we will pick up all those guns and we will sell them surplus under the slogan, never fired, only dropped once. But it is stunning, the hypocrisy that's involved there. We have to have guns. Politicians have a right to guns. You ordinary law-abiding citizens, you can't have guns. We don't trust you. By the way, over in Augusta, there was an incident in a Walmart parking lot involving a couple of drug dealers that looked to be spinning out of control when two legal gun-carrying citizens put a halt to it. Nobody got shot. Nobody died. Police showed up 15, 20 minutes later. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Ventilation Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave Ventilation requires no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave Ventilation Unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit MyDryHome.com. MyDryHome.com.
Ride the wave. Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home. Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit MyDryHome.com, MyDryHome.com.
Ride the wave, Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to start grabbing some phone calls. Bob in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, hello, Mike. How are you?
Biodegradable.
Hello? Mike?
You're on the air. You are on the air.
Mike?
Hello?
Hello, Mike.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. Yeah, I wanted to tell you about Sunday. We had a change of venue for a Christopher Boland talk. It was supposed to be held in a NIAC theater. But the NIAC, New York. But the owner of the theater had to cancel out as he was getting threatening phone calls from the Zionists, and he even got emails from Israel threatening him if he held that. So Chris is on a tour of the United States, which they can, you can find at his website, Boland, BOLLYN.com. That's all I had to say.
Okay, well, we'll take a look at his website and put up the new venues here. But yeah, that's how the other side likes to play. They don't believe in freedom of speech. They don't believe in fair and open debate. Their attitude is you will do what we tell you to do, and that's the end of the story.
And yeah, Chris is often accused of being anti-Semitic, but his presentation was excellent, and basically it was most of his quotes were taken from Israeli voices, military, Mossad, Shin Bet and publications from Israel. And it was like, you know, it's just unbelievable. He gets accused of being anti-Semitic because he tells the truth.
Oh, yeah, that's basically what it is. And you know, Israel's been playing that anti-Semitic card for all these years here, and it's nonsense. That's like saying you can't criticize the Nazis because you're just being anti-German. Hitler didn't do anything wrong. You just hate the German people. You're being anti-Aryan.
Yeah. A number of years ago, I got attacked for saying to this group that, you know, the master race and God's chosen people have the same ring to it. I was accused of being anti-Semitic. I said, I'm just stating a fact.
Well, you know, I used to get that all from my first wife, and, you know, I thought she was kidding me, but no, she was actually raised to believe all that stuff. Anyway, Bob, we're going to let you go and grab a phone call from Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Mike, you know, with the federal employees, it used to be hardly any federal employees are now, I don't know if this is under Obama where this happened or what, but I consider it a very, very threatening thing. Now, I don't think if push came to shove, these feds would run like, you know, like chickens they really are, if anything really happened, if they had to face an organized resistance. They're not soldiers. They're not military. You know, they would be. But the idea is just that they have these guns while they're telling the rest of us to disarm, to me, is very, very threatening. And especially when Obama said when he ran about we have to have a internal security force just as big, just as powerful as the military, something like that. You know, I can, you know, these people are dangerous, and I think, you know, we very well might be, if this woman wins in November, I'm afraid we're headed towards civil war in this country. I think you're going to start to see states.
I tend to agree with you on that one, but you know, there's something that you need to realize. If Obama has built a military, quasi-military force within the bureaucracy larger than the United States Marine Corps, it's because he doesn't trust the United States Marine Corps. And if the and most military people I know are strict constitutionalists, and they're not at all happy with how cheaply their lives are being spent, you know, all for the money junkies. If there was, say, confrontation between the people and the federal government, I think you're going to find a lot of our trained military on the side of the people, which is why they want to disarm returning military veterans, because that represents an already trained and battle-hardened force. But I think if there is a confrontation, all you got to do is open a gap and say, all right, all you low-level employees, walk out there and go home. And that's it. And they'll take advantage of that.
One of the problems, though, as far as the military goes, is a lot of your best soldiers are being purged, and they're scraping from the bottom of the barrel now in their recruitment. And the question is, will these veterans, you know, be able to get the arms needed if the military does turn on us? Is the, you know, a really bad type of, you know, like I said, I really believe he has to scrape from the bottom of the barrel, because who wants to go in today? I wouldn't go in anymore today if I was a president like this, and I wouldn't have. And if my, you know, one son of mine went in right after 9/11, he was right out of high school, and I wouldn't encourage him anymore to go in the military. That's when I believed that 9/11 was real. You know,
yes,
I have no way I would urge any child of mine or any friend or anybody to go into the military today.
Well, look at how the VA is treating our returning wounded veterans. They're basically parking them out in the hinterland and just waiting for them to die and save a few bucks. I mean, it's an absolute insult to everybody in uniform, the way the same government that is sending them out to conquer other people's wealth just abandons them when they come back, you know, seriously injured from all of this.
By the way, I'm reading a good book right now by Stephen Koons. Not Dean
yes.
Koons, Stephen Koons. It's
yes.
about just this, about the, you know, they don't say Obama, they say President Barry Sobrero, which is really one of Obama's names, declares martial law, cancels the election, and all of that, and Texas secedes, and, you know, and basically the Civil War is on. So this could really come to pass. If we keep letting this get away with. Huh?
I said, yeah, it's a very, very chaotic situation. And like I said, one of the problems, first of all, I don't know if it's lead in the water or if it's prescription antidepressants. The quality of thinking that's been coming out of Washington, D.C. Is abysmal. And right now, we're seeing all these competing agendas conflicting with each other. As I said earlier in the show, it almost reminds me of the bumper cars over at the amusement park, just everybody driving in their own direction and colliding with each other. And again, my ideal outcome would be for the U.S. government and the Federal Reserve to simply collapse of their own internal corruption and rot the way the former Soviet Union did. I'd like to get us through this without a lot of bloodshed.
Talking about the Soviet Union and Russia, what's going on now in Europe with when they're threatening to, you know, have their, you know, basically take pretty much incorporate all of Europe into the EU, and whether they like it or not. If I was Eastern Europe, the Eastern European countries, including Poland, I would start looking to form an alliance back with Russia, because Russia today is the good guy. They're not the bad guy today.
And we're starting to see that. We're starting to see that in Ukraine. And, you know, I think, I mean, Russia's already making overtures to Great Britain about renewed economic trade. And we're now looking at a total of 9 EU member nations that are looking to leave. And, of course, Russia is going to approach them and say, let's do business, peace through commerce. And Juncker is hitting the panic button. They're talking about revoking the right of member states to leave. He's now basically arm-twisting all the remaining EU nations to be using the euro. And he's just trying to push this single monetary union, this European super state.
I mean, there's no way they'd really be able to do that. If they try to invade Britain, they get their butts kicked, you know?
Well, it all depends on who comes in on Europe's side. I mean, that would be kind of the end of the United States' special relationship with Great Britain. I don't see the U.S. coming on to protect Britain from a conquest by the European Union, because that whole European Union idea was a U.S. creation in the first place as a stepping stone toward the New World Order.
I couldn't see the U.S. coming on the side of the EU either. And if they did, I think, again, now we could have... I think Russia wouldn't just stand there and let that happen either. So, you know, neither would Eastern Europe. So, you know, there's a lot of different different problems around the world now that could develop into serious conflicts worldwide. And unfortunately, until we get rid of this evil government of ours, and I mean, they are evil, who knows what's going to happen. I don't consider them my government. I don't think they represent me at all. I have no respect for them. I love this country. I love the people of this country. I consider myself a patriot. But this government, to me, is evil. If I, you know, David, sometimes I think maybe some of these people take off their mask, you see a lizard underneath. Okay, a reptile. So,
you're insulting the lizards.
Huh?
And I'm already in enough trouble with the listeners for replacing the wombat, so... But, on this serious note, again... All of these various U.S. foreign policy goals have stumbled very, very badly. If you remember back in 2003, General Wesley Clark blew the whistle on what was really going on. The goal was to conquer or regime change all of the Middle Eastern oil nations, and they've added Venezuela to the list now, so that oil would be traded around the globe only for the U.S. dollar. And it was all supposed to be done in 2008 with the conquest of Iran. Well, here we are in 2016, and the U.S. is caught in all these quagmires in Afghanistan and Iraq, trying to get into Syria. Still, Yemen, Libya's thrashing around. This is a failed policy, but we can't seem to find anybody in Washington, D.C. who's willing to stand up and say, okay, we goofed, you know, let's try something different. Because if they back off that war and conquest agenda... I think the U.S. economy would implode, because the only thing holding it up right now is forcing as much of the world as possible to be using the U.S. dollar, borrowed at interest from the Federal Reserve.
Unfortunately, I'm afraid you're right, Mike. I don't know where we're headed, you know?
Well, it's going to be dark times. I mean, there's a good outcome, there's a bad outcome, but it's going to be rough getting from here to there, and you need to be prepared for that.
Possibly Trump might turn it around, but who knows, you know?
Trump is such a threat to the New World Order people. We know that they're going to try and kick him out at the GOP convention, which is probably going to trigger riots. And if he survives the challenge at the GOP convention, we could easily see Donald Trump die in a tragic weightlifting accident by dropping a barbell on his own throat or something like that.
Does he lift weights?
Yeah, we're going to find him in Fort Marcy Park or something like that.
That's something with that guy, with the weightlifter there, right?
Yeah, that one. Well, first of all, they said it was a heart attack. Then they changed the story, and the instant they start changing the story, you know, something's going on over there.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
That's pretty much it, Mike. You know, you're the best. You're one of the best. I think you're about as good a talk show host as there is out there. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for the kind words. We're going to let you go here. The phone lines are now open, 800-313-9443. Now, we're seeing this article that's coming out. Well, it's a YouTube video, actually, where the White House is now demanding Congress ban assault rifles, including the AR-15 and all variants. Just a ban. No exceptions. Ban all the assault rifles. Why the focus on assault rifles? They're not the majority weapon used in gun crime. People generally use handguns for criminal acts. The only people using assault rifles are all these set up mass shooters in these false flag attacks. Because assault rifles are weapons of war. High capacity magazines, foregrips, scopes, these are weapons used to fight conflict, and the U.S. government wants all the war weapons on their side, and they want you disarmed and helpless because they are absolutely afraid of you. The AR-15 is not used in a lot of crimes outside those false flags. You're something like 900 times more likely to be killed by Obamacare than by an assault rifle. But the obsession with the assault rifles tells you what's really going on. It's about removing the American people's right to say no to abusive government. There is no freedom without the freedom to say no. And we were given the right to say no and the means to say no in that Second Amendment. And that's what's really going on, taking away your right to say no in service to the New World Order. Now, the good news is, every time the gun grabbers flap their lips, gun sales go through the roof. 52,000 guns sold every day. Every time Obama opens his mouth, people go on down and they buy guns. And they're buying assault rifles and they're buying 30-round magazines. And you have all the gun grabbers out there saying, you don't need a 30-round magazine to go hunting. And you're absolutely right. But the Founding Fathers didn't write the Second Amendment because the deer were coming. When that Second Amendment was written, there was absolutely no question that everybody needed guns for hunting and protecting their homes and farm fields. That was such a given, no special mention was necessary. But coming out of the battles of Lexington and Concord, where the subject under discussion was military weapons, that's what the Second Amendment is about. Giving the people the means to resist oppressive government by guaranteeing them access to military weapons. And the United States Supreme Court ruled in United States versus Miller, the Second Amendment reserves to you the same weapons being carried by the uniformed services. If the FDA has AR-15s, you're allowed to have an AR-15. If the National Weather Service has 30-round magazines, you're allowed to have 30-round magazines. And that's really what's going on out there. They're desperate to find a way to disarm you. And I'm sure Obama's already up there saying, how many more people do we have to kill? I mean, how many more people have to die before you will give us your guns? Have you ever noticed that most of these false flag mass shootings always seem to happen every time the gun rights people score a victory? Remember Columbine? The state government was on the verge of passing a very liberal concealed carry policy. But by golly, Columbine happened and stopped the vote dead in its tracks. This is how they play the game. And they don't care how many of you they have to kill as long as the survivors become obedient slaves. That's what's going on here. Now then, Seventh Circuit Court Judge Richard Posner, in a post published in Slate, came on out and said it's time to stop studying the Constitution. It's outdated. There's no point. This is a federal judge saying it's time to ignore the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. We have better things to do. More about this when we come back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I want to step back here to international affairs and the economy. As you know, they've been having these major protests and riots all over France because of what is being called labor reform, but which is, in fact, another variation on the theme of austerity. You must make do with less so the bankers can have more. You must make do with less so the bankers can have more. And adding fuel to the fire is the moves by the French government to literally threatening the protesters with military action. And as I said before, this could easily be the beginning of a global revolution where the people of planet Earth just kick all these money junkies out of power and say, we're going to run our planet for ourselves. The only legitimate form of governance is self-governance. Now, I want to get back to this story about this federal judge. Richard Posner had a post published in Slate, and he said, U.S. judges should just stop studying the Constitution. It's got no value. And this is a continuation of something we've seen since the administration of George W. Bush, who called the Constitution that blankety-blank piece of paper. They want to be free of that. They want to be free of the Bill of Rights. But you need to understand something. That Constitution is the original contract with America. It's the rules under which we, the people, allow the government to manage our national sovereignty, take care of our infrastructure, look out for the American people and the American nation. And any government that refuses to go along with that Constitution and the Bill of Rights is neither legal nor legitimate. And along with this attempt to disarm the American people, we're having federal judges saying, ah, Constitution, schmonstitution, yeah, we're just going to do what we want to do. Because that will make America great. Now then, here's where it gets really, really interesting. Up at that Idaho case, that very tragic case where this five-year-old girl got raped by two Sudanese and one Iraqi boy. And at first they tried to say it never happened. Witnesses came forward and said, yes, it did. And the people in this town are very upset, and they have every right to be. They all have children. They're all wondering when the next one's going to get raped. Five-year-old victim of rape. Who rapes a five-year-old? That's got to be, that's sick. I'm sorry. That's sick. Now, an Obama justice official is literally threatening Americans who criticize the migrant programs. U.S. Attorney Wendy Olson issued a statement saying, just believe what we're telling you in the corporate media. Anybody who questions or challenges it will be prosecuted for spreading false rumors and inaccuracies right out of the Third Reich. You will comply with the official statements or you will be prosecuted. What part of freedom of speech are these people not getting? Going to take a break, back with the last hour of our show after these few words. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.